Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Praxis Elementary Education, Multiple Subjects 5D91, Study Guide by Joshua Ruida, is a test preparation book for candidates pursuing elementary education certification through the CAPIETS, Praxis Elementary Education, 3, Subject Bundle, published by Test Prep Books. The volume is organized around the three tested sub-areas, Mathematics 5D93, Social Studies 5D94, and Science 5D95. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical. It gives prospective teachers a structured way to review tested content, practice with exam-style questions, and study detailed answer explanations. The book is positioned for self-study and for candidates who need one consolidated resource rather than separate guides for each subject. Its most distinctive feature is the inclusion of 4 full-length practice tests, which allow readers to rehearse pacing, identify weak content areas, and become familiar with the structure of the exam. As a certification study guide, it functions as a bridge between elementary-level content knowledge and the specific expectations of the Praxis testing format. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, alignment with the Praxis 5D91-3 subject bundle. The guide is built around the Praxis Elementary Education 3 subject bundle, which makes its structure more targeted than a general elementary education textbook. Instead of presenting broad teacher preparation theory, it focuses on the content areas identified by the 5091 testing pathway, Mathematics 5093, Social Studies 5094, and Science 5095. This alignment matters because certification exams do not simply reward general familiarity with classroom topics. They test whether candidates can recognize and apply specific forms of elementary-level knowledge under time limits. A book organized by exam code helps readers connect their study time to the sections they will actually face. The value of this approach is efficiency. Candidates can avoid spending equal time on unrelated pedagogy or on content areas outside the 3 subject bundle, while still reviewing the foundational material expected of entry-level elementary teachers. The guide also supports strategic preparation by making the test blueprint visible through repeated practice. Readers are not only reviewing facts and procedures, they are learning the kinds of concepts, wording, and answer choices that commonly shape standardized teacher licensure questions. Secondly, mathematics preparation focused on elementary reasoning. The mathematics component of the book is intended to prepare candidates for Praxis 5D93, where the emphasis is not advanced mathematics, but clear command of elementary concepts and procedures. In this context, effective preparation requires more than memorizing formulas. Future elementary teachers must be able to understand number operations, interpret representations, reason through word problems, and recognize common patterns in measurement, geometry, data, and algebraic thinking. A strong study guide helps translate these areas into exam-ready practice by presenting questions that require calculation, concept recognition, and careful reading. The book's practice test format is useful because many math errors on certification exams come from pacing problems or misinterpreting what a question asks, not from total lack of knowledge. By encountering mathematics in timed, multiple-choice form, candidates can learn to check units, eliminate unreasonable answers, and distinguish between a shortcut and a careless assumption. The detailed explanations are especially important in this subject because they can show the reasoning pathway behind an answer, allowing readers to correct both procedural mistakes and conceptual misunderstandings. Thirdly, social studies review through civic, historical, and geographic knowledge. The social studies portion addresses Praxis 5094 by consolidating the broad knowledge base expected of elementary teachers. Social studies preparation is challenging because the subject spans history, government, geography, economics, and cultural understanding, unlike mathematics, where procedures often guide the answer. Social studies questions may test recognition of key concepts, interpretation of civic principles, or the ability to connect historical and geographic information. A focused study guide is useful because it helps candidates practice the level of breadth required without becoming lost in an unlimited field of possible facts. The book's exam-style questions can reveal whether a reader understands the difference between memorized details and core frameworks, such as democratic institutions, map skills, historical chronology, or basic economic concepts. For prospective elementary teachers, this knowledge has practical importance beyond the test. They need enough command of the subject to explain civic and historical ideas accurately to young learners. The guide's contribution is to make that content testable and reviewable, helping candidates identify which areas require more study before exam day. Fourthly, science practice built around foundational content and interpretation. The science section prepares readers for Praxis 5295, a subtest that generally requires familiarity with elementary-level life science, physical science, earth and space science, and scientific inquiry. The book's practice-oriented design is appropriate for this subject, because science questions often ask candidates to apply concepts rather than recite isolated definitions. A test taker may need to interpret a simple investigation, identify a principle behind an observed phenomenon, or distinguish among plausible explanations. For this reason, detailed answer explanations are especially valuable. They can clarify why an option is scientifically sound and why a distracting answer is incomplete or inaccurate. This helps candidates develop the habit of reasoning from evidence, which is central to both science learning and science teaching. The guide also supports preparation by exposing readers to the range of science topics likely to appear in an elementary certification context. Its usefulness lies in balancing breadth with exam relevance. Candidates are not studying as specialists, but they do need enough conceptual accuracy to teach basic scientific ideas and pass a standards-based assessment. Lastly, 4 full-length practice tests as a diagnostic study tool. The inclusion of 4 full-length practice tests is central to the book's practical value. A single practice test can introduce the format, but multiple tests allow candidates to track improvement, compare performance across subject areas, and refine their study plan. This is particularly important for the 5091 bundle, because a candidate may be strong in one subject and weak in another. Repeated practice creates a diagnostic cycle. Take a test, review incorrect answers, identify a pattern, study the underlying content, and retest under similar conditions. The realistic benefit is not only content review, but also exam behavior. Timed practice helps readers learn how long to spend on a difficult question, when to use elimination, and how to avoid losing points through fatigue or rushed reading. The detailed explanations strengthen this process by turning mistakes into targeted feedback rather than vague frustration. In this sense, the tests are not just a measure of readiness. They are the main instructional engine of the guide. They make preparation active, measurable, and directly connected to the testing experience. In conclusion, this study guide is best suited for prospective elementary teachers who are preparing specifically for the Praxis Elementary Education 3 subject bundle and want a single resource covering Mathematics 533, Social Studies 504, and Science 505. It is particularly useful for self-directed candidates who need structure, repeated practice, and explanations that clarify why answers are correct or incorrect. The practical benefit is straightforward. Readers can review tested content, simulate exam conditions, and use their performance to decide where additional study is needed. Intellectually, the book reinforces the idea that teacher certification requires both subject knowledge and the ability to apply that knowledge in standardized assessment formats. Compared with broader teacher education books, it stands out because it is narrowly tied to the 5091 exam pathway and includes 4 full-length practice tests rather than relying mainly on content summaries. Compared with smaller question banks, it offers a more complete study cycle by combining practice with answer explanations and subject coverage in one volume. It should not be treated as a substitute for all coursework or official testing information, but as a focused exam preparation tool, it occupies a clear place in the category practical, consolidated, and designed for candidates who need measurable readiness across 3 elementary subject areas. If you would like to support Joshua Rueda, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.